This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Locked up in the Tower of London.
I love history, especially when I have a chance to look around dark, damp old dungeons and check out gruesome stuff like torture chambers and... Well, you get the idea. So here I am at the Tower of London. My uncle's a beef eater, one of the special yeoman warders. He's always telling me about the famous prisoners at the tower, so I've come on a tour to check the place out for myself. The White Tower is the part of the Tower of London that you'd probably recognise the most. It's like a castle with its four corners topped with shiny domes. I've always wondered what it would be like to see the tower when it was brand new. Must have been pretty awesome, showing the peasant who's in charge. There are loads of weapons and armour here, so it's a really cool place. I meant to be following the tour, but I can't help staying a little bit longer. I love imagining all the duels and battles. Hang on, that shouldn't be here. There's a massive bundle of rope blocking the door. I can't open it. I'll just shove it out of the way and then get back to the tour. Whoa! What happened there? Uh-oh. Things are looking very different. The White Tower looks quite new, although not that white, which means I must be back in the 1200s? Sorry, 1100s. And it looks like a prisoner's on his way. Better be quiet.
A preposterous state of affairs. And I, one of the late king's most trusted advisors, to be treated like this? I demand special treatment fitting to my station.
You won't be mistreated here, Bishop Flambard.
Ah, right. That's Ranulf Flambard. He was the very first prisoner at the tower. My uncle said he was called Flambard because he was, well, flamboyant. That means kind of a big personality. He's certainly making himself heard.
Do you know the work I did on the census of our citoyen? The most important document of our time.
Yeah, the one they're calling the Doomsday Book? That's right up your alley. Make a nice big list so you can fleece every last one of them.
And the wealth I helped the king create for the good of all.
Making money for the king as maybe, off the back of honest folk. Don't think I don't know what you did with those soldiers. Gathered them up to go and fight and then took their wages and sent them home.
The money was used for the good of the people. I've done nothing but make things better. Take the building we are standing in, this great tower, and Durham Cathedral, Westminster Hall, all thanks to me, paid for with money raised by me.
But where did the money come from, eh? Extortion, some say. It's said you can be very persuasive if you don't get things your own way. Right, in you go.
Cretinous point. Well, the new king may consider my contribution to the realm to be insignificant. Ha! But he will rue the day he underestimated me. Now, to write a letter to my most trusted acquaintances.
Hey, what's he up to?
Delivery for Bishop Flambard.
Flambard? Barrel of wine for you.
How wonderful! How kind. You'll have a cup, won't you?
I don't mind if I do. The very finest wine in Normandy is this. Although, tastes a bit... ropey, if you ask me.
Really? Fancy that.
They're drinking a lot of wine, and some of the guards are falling asleep. Now what's he doing? He's lifting up the lid of the barrel. He's reaching in and pulling out a rope. A really long rope. Something tells me that Flambard isn't planning to hang about. He's using the rope to climb down the walls of the White Tower. Even if the new king doesn't like him, it seems that Flambard must have more than a few friends. And I'm back. That rope has disappeared. I better find the tour group before they realise I've gone. So Ranulf wasn't only the first prisoner. He was the first prisoner to escape too. They say he made up with the king in the end and lived to a ripe old age. Do you think he deserved to be locked up? Although he was a favourite of the old king, the new king wanted him gone. It seems that right and wrong changed depending on who was in charge. Anyway, I better go. Catch you later.
Locked Up in the Tower of London, with support from historic royal palaces. Find out more at funkidslive.com/tower.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.